says his lyrical skills are way more gangster than Eminem's.
And Katy Perry put Luke Bryan's fireworks out. We'll tell you how.
Plus, we have another edition of Thirst Trapping with the Stars that'll leave you wanting more.
Welcome to Dish Nation. I'm ready for some dish. Brat, what is going on?
Well, y'all, a moment like this is about to give our girl Sherry flashbacks, honey, because Kelly Clarkson finally got her freedom. Ooh, but it came with a cost. The singer-turned-talk show host has finally settled her divorce with her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, and she's going to have to drop that cash. Now, Kelly got to pay Brandon a lump sum, get this, y'all, a little over $1.3 million, another $115,000 a month in spousal support until January of 2024, and he gets $45,601 in child support monthly for their two kids.
Oh, nice. He has the kids?
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, y'all,
City
that
boys.
Is not all.
City boys
there
for the
is
win,
more.
Baby. City boys
Brandon
for the
gets
win.
To stay at the Montana Ranch until June of this year and must pay Kelly $2,000 in monthly rent.
That's
Kelly
it?
Will
That's
get to keep the Porsche. She get to keep the family pets. Brandon is taking all the livestock, ATVs, and snowmobiles. Man, nice. Y'all, he took her to the bank. Now she really going to be singing, Since You've Been Gone.
They really could have just took the $2,000 out of what she got to pay him and just called it a day. Like, well, you got to pay that much and he just giving you $2,000. Good grief.
That ain't nothing. She might as well have paid it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, literally, yes, she is making a lot of money that they were able to get this amount of money from her. Mm. But seriously, she would be paying close to $2 million a year.
Wow.
That's $160,000 a month plus the $1.3 million. All I can say to Kelly is this too shall pass.
Yes. Yeah.
You only got to pay alimony for 2 years, but the child support you're going to have to pay, she's got to pay till they turn 18.
Let's just say this. If there's a documentary about her killing her ex-husband like 10 years from now, I wouldn't
understand.
Be surprised.
Come on, Carol Baskin.
But it's fair, though, that she's paying this man because she was married to him, first of all, and they have those kids together. When those kids leave Kelly's beautiful mansion to go to their dad's house, they got to be accustomed to the same thing.
That's exactly what the court says.
And I think that's like a thing that courts have really gotten screwed up. Everybody ain't always going to be able to live in a lap of luxury.
Right.
Maybe the fun house is Kelly's house, and then you get to go suffer with your dad on the weekend.
Not suffer.
Yeah. And he didn't marry no broke woman like some of these actresses and TV hosts. He married a rich woman, a singer that writes her songs.
You know, the woman only claims she broke Gary. Yeah. That's what she's saying in court.
Right.
And you know, it's hard to go into court and say you don't have any money when they see you on TV every day.
Right, seriously. They see a billboard of you.
All right, well, it looks like the game is fed up and tired of hip-hop fans testing his gangster. Now, the smoke all started during an interview where he said he loved Eminem, but he is the far better MC and wouldn't mind proving that in a versus battle.
Ooh, wow.
That would be fire.
Wow.
Well, a lot of fans thought different and came for Game saying he could never touch Marshall in a battle. Well, Game went for the internet, for a rebuttal, saying, all this talk I see on the net saying Eminem is better than me because he sold more records is like saying McDonald's is better than Tam's Burger. It's false. They just put
Tams
more money in McDonald's
Tams
and really fire. Promoted the Happy Meal.
Wow.
Okay. I don't know, man.
Because
Game is a fire MC. And like at any given time, he could drop 300 bars on
you. Yes.
But in a versus battle, what record does Game play when Eminem drops Lose Yourself?
But if this was just a rap battle, he would slaughter him. I'm sorry. The Game is crazy with the lyrics. I'm telling you.
Right.
But the sad thing about it is he's sitting there talking about, I just saw in the news before I left to come here, Eminem just outsold Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, he's got more radio songs and, like, hits than Eminem has,
But
I mean,
isn't that what Versus is all about, Brad and Chewy and HK? Like, it's the interaction. It's like, when you, Brad jumped on stage and started rapping our stuff, I knew it.
You go crazy.
I go crazy. Woo. Well, y'all, speaking of music, did you guys know that we've been singing Katy Perry's Fireworks song all wrong for years?
No.
Yes. And she is annoyed. So this past Sunday on American Idol, her fellow judge, Luke Bryan, attempted to sing the song, but had the lyrics all wrong. Ooh. And Katy had no problem checking him and posting the moment on social media. Ooh, check it out.
Baby, you're up, up, up. When the children come, up, up, up.
It's not up, 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 and it's not up, up, up.
Well, what is it then? Because I've been dying to know all these years.
It's ah, ah, ah. A-W-E.
Is that a word in the dictionary?
It is.
Make them go, ah, 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 right, ah.
Yeah, it's ah, 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 everybody, get it right. It's not fireworks, it's firework.
Did you guys know it was ah and not uh?
Yes, we knew that, Sherry.
Oh, you did?
I was on it.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Wow, okay, but yo, Brad, any fans ever try to rap one of your songs and they just got all the lyrics all messed up and you were just looking at them like, really?
Yeah, sometimes they do, but sometimes they could be nervous, so I'll give them a pass.
Okay, I would be nervous rapping. I would be nervous rapping one of Brad's songs in front of Brad.
Oh gosh,
yeah, that would not.
You know
go
when
well.
We had to do when we had to do the lookalikes for Halloween, mm-hmm. and I was Brad. Do you know I practiced on her friggin' rap beat like for a week
really?
And still couldn't do it. I was
still
so nervous.
You did a great job though, Sherry. You killed
That's
that.
That's why Thank she's a legend. Brad. That's why Brad's
That's
a legend.
That's why Brad is mm-hmm. the goat. Okay.
All right, y'all. It's time for another. And first up, we've got Insecure star Kendrick Sampson. He celebrated his 34th birthday by posing in his birthday suit and said, "For my birthday, I thought I'd share pictures from my actual birth." he added the hashtag free the cheek. So, y'all, is this a thirst trap or what?
I think I should reenact this for my belated
I
birthday.
I think that you should.
I think I really should. You know, but I probably get banned from
no,
Insta. Probably get
from kind of Insta. Just a silhouette, kind of.
Yeah.
You got to do a silhouette.
A silhouette.
Like, do
I'll
a
be fine.
Very silhouette, like a sensual,
I'm gonna try
sexy
it.
Silhouette.
I'm going to try it.
I'll take the picture for
will
you.
Will you?
Yes,
okay,
I will
cool.
be there with my
Oh,
camera.
God, Sherry here. Yeah.
You see how unity is,
see,
again?
That's how you
Teamwork.
That's how it is.
I thought I would take the picture.
That's when coworkers love each other right there. I saw what you did there.
All right, y'all. Next up, honey, is Miss Chaney Jones, Kanye's latest girlfriend, honey. She dropped these swimsuit pics in her IG stories. No
she's
caption,
hot.
Just the pics. Okay, so what do y'all think, honey? Is there any doubt that she's thirst trapping?
Oh, definitely
like
trapping
it.
Out here.
I like
and
it.
And
I like
without
it.
Context, I legit thought that was Kim Kardashian. Like, I thought,
really?
These, were like, I
wow.
thought these were throwback I Kim Kardashian pictures.
It's like she's not trying, but it's kind of a thirst trap because she's pulling on the sides of her panties.
I like,
it is
I like
a thirst trap.
I like
to
when
me.
They pull on the little stringy things
you
on
like
the side.
You like the stringy things.
I like
pulls.
Little stringy things on the sides, yeah.
What that happens when I got to pull mine out of my butt all the time, too. It just don't look the same.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
No, it don't look the same.
All right, y'all, we got more Dish Nation coming up, but first, Headcrack has an offer you're gonna love.
With everything going on in the world, mental health is something we all want to tackle. It can be stressful to even think about tackling your stress, but with New Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. Their guided approach teaches you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. And with a team of dedicated coaches, you'll have a support system helping you on your journey. My favorite thing about Noom is that it's backed by science, so the lessons are based on psychological principles that teach you about your relationship with stress and anxiety. They hold your hand, and you get a daily curriculum with a one-on-one coach that guides and encourages you on your journey. It's also really accessible and convenient. Only 10 minutes a day, and you can do it whenever, wherever. Exercise your mind with Noom. And as experts in behavior change, Noom has helped millions of people through their weight loss program, so you know that they can help you tackle stress, too. I want you to worry less and feel happier. So sign up for your trial at Noom.com/nation. That's Noom.com/nation.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, y'all, Drew Barrymore is opening up about her dating life again, but this time it is hot and steamy.
Okay,
we don't get that from Drew often.
No, we don't.
So on a recent episode of her talk show, Drew was asked by her co-host, Ross Matthews, if she's ever had a dream of an ex that made you go, ooh. And Drew said this.
I think that's the only place I'm getting action these days, Ross, is in my dreams. And every once, like every 6 months, I'll have the hottest dream and I'll be like, oh my God.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
And I'm like, oh, I am libidinous and alive.
Wait, hold on. So what does that word mean? What was
libidinous? Like I have a libido. Like I'm like, I'm alive. I have a pulse.
Libidinous. So at least she know her libido works and she getting her some libidinous because it's working properly.
Wow.
I didn't even know that was a word. Is that a real word, you guys?
I guess.
Hey, let's make it a word.
I think so.
I've heard of libido, but not libidinous.
Libidinous?
That sound like a bonic word.
Libidinous. Okay.
I got libidinous to take care of.
I got some libidinous.
But look, y'all, have any of y'all, Chewy, you got your lady. You always talk about your lady.
I do.
But have you ever dreamed about an ex or a celeb in a sexual situation?
I have dreamt about an ex, and I've dreamt about coworkers in sexual situations.
Oh. Brad!
Stop. No, no, stop.
No, he was dreaming about Portia before she left.
We all dreamed about Portia.
I think we all did. I was in the act of doing something with a woman, and I saw my ex's face on her face.
No, you should have got up and ran out.
I stayed up in there. I stayed up in there and I finished. But it was crazy when it was happening. It was nuts.
Wow. Did it make it better?
It made it really good.
Wow.
It made it good.
Now, see, Bray, you just got married, so that has never happened to you.
No, absolutely not. That does not happen to me. Never have, never will.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. HK has been married for 22 years.
That's a lie. Looks like Travis Barker is embracing his stepdaddy role. So he recently did a fatherly thing and changed his profile picture on Twitter and Instagram to a portrait of himself drawn by Courtney's 9-year-old daughter, Penelope.
Oh,
sweet.
That's cute.
Okay, so now would you do something like that here, Craig, honey, with kids? You have kids, and Sherry, you have kids also. Would you do something like that?
Yeah, your kids is kind of ill when it comes to drawing sometimes. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, man, this is nice. Chrome throwing the trash. But then sometimes, them kids is kind of nice with what they draw. It's abstract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey always used to draw me as a Buddha.
Really?
He was always a Buddha.
Because you're Buddha. Serene. There's a sereneness about you.
All right, y'all. It's deal time. And lifestyle personality Roslyn Daniels is here. What you got, Roslyn?
Hey, you guys. So today's deal is going to help you take care of your teeth. It's the Villa Novum Water Flosser and Electric Toothbrush Bundle. And what it does is it effectively helps you get rid of food residue, bacteria, and plaque. It is rechargeable, it has no cords with it, and it's lightweight, so you can take it anywhere.
Nice. And viewers, if you want to get to shopping, scan the QR code on the bottom of your screen. Easy.
So tell me a little more about what each does.
Okay, so with the toothbrush, it has a round brush that rotates 360 degrees so it can clean your teeth from every angle. And then for the water flosser, it has 3 different pressure levels, and it is perfect for those who have braces.
Now, Roslyn, I've seen this bundle comes with 4 replacement nozzles, 8 brush heads. This gotta be expensive, right?
Now, I'm not gonna lie to you, these things can be pretty expensive. I've seen this for as high as $200. But for our Dish Nation viewers, you guys, we can get it for only $49.
Woo! No way! Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, you heard Roslyn. If you want that fresh mouth, head over to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, find out how Amy Schumer made a big oops, my bad, when she revealed this tea. Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, y'all, it's time for a Dish Baby Report.
Yes.
So, Amy Schumer just dropped some baby news, but it wasn't her news to share. Ooh. So, during an interview with her Life and Beth co-star, Michael Cera, she spilled the beans that Michael is a new father.
Nice.
So, you know, Chewy, after Amy dropped the bomb, she realized it wasn't public knowledge and that she had outed the baby and Michael, who's, you know, usually pretty private. He confirmed that he does have a 6-month-old baby boy.
Damn.
Obviously, you know, Amy Schumer has no filter, so you think she was just excited for him and slipped up.
I think that was it. She was just excited. Like, if somebody were to have I'd be like, oh my God, congratulations, Sherry, you're having a baby. Like, I'd be like, oh damn.
Exactly.
You know, like, my bad. Sorry. I just think she was excited.
Me
that's
too,
it.
Are there people in you guys' life who just, you know, you can't tell them anything?
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah. It's funny because Gary gonna text me after I did the negotiations for Wendy. He said, how dare you not tell me that you are gonna be on Wendy? I'm like, you the one.
There you are.
That was not nice, though, Sherry. I thought we were great co-workers. You could have shared
You wouldn't tell nobody, Gary.
Sherry told me, Gary, so I don't know. That says a lot about your relationship with her.
You wouldn't have known Gary was doing it till September 1st or whatever, and he's on the show. I was like, yo, why is the seat empty? Okay.
Gary be doing lives. Well, I got the tea on it. Damn, Gary, really?
It's a is Gary with the T. All right, former Bachelor Colton Underwood just dropped a couple bombshells of his own. On Watch What Happens Live, he was asked which other Bachelor would he have wanted to compete for, and instead of naming one of the Bachelors, he named former host Chris Harrison.
Wow.
Okay, daddy issues. And that's not all, y'all. Colton also revealed that he and his fiancée Jordan C. Brown will not have a prenup when they get married. Check it out.
You're not doing it.
No.
You're going the Teresa Giudice way.
We're not going that way either. Okay. We're in it for the long haul, so.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you guys have opinions on prenups.
Wow, so no prenup for you two.
It doesn't mean that you're setting yourself up for failure.
It just means you're protecting yourself.
We don't want to put those vibes out there.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Don't have, you have a little PTSD from hearing that, Sherry?
I did get that, yeah.
Yo, everyone, do you think it's crazy that they're in love and not covering their assets?
No. Mm. It's a good thing.
No?
But is it kind of different when it's, like, with two guys?
I don't know.
Do we kind of just, like, take your stuff and just go and, like, you don't necessarily want to stick that other person up for everything they got?
Right. Yeah, that's kind of, if it was me, I'd say take the you came here with and go.
Like jail.
Haven't we learned anything from Kelly Clarkson, y'all?
The reason why I would say a prenup protects what you have. This is this man's first relationship coming out.
Yes.
Which means he's still, you know, they're still going through it.
He's still marinating.
You put your seatbelt on not expecting to have an accident,
right.
But to protect you just in case. So it's just a contract. Just like marriage is a contract,
If my woman wanted me to sign a prenup, I would gladly sign a prenup.
I did it with the prenup and I did it without a prenup.
Man,
Sherry's been through it.
Okay. Y'all.
If you take me to McDonald's, you gotta have a prenup.
All right, up next, Smokey Robinson reveals what he doesn't want to be called, and it might surprise you. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, Smokey Robinson was recently on The View, and he spoke about his poem, Being a Black American, and why he resents being called an African American. Take a look.
So I resent being called an African American because black people have contributed so much to the development of the United States of America.
But it's amazing how some of us on this show, we look more African American here, and Chewy has more African in him than we do, right, Chewy?
He does.
Right.
I did my 23. What is it? 23 and me. 23 and me, and it came back, and I was like 21% African.
That's more black than me.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was like
you the blackest one in the studio.
That's the Dominican side.
I agree. I've never called myself African American. I usually say I'm black because I do agree with
me
Chewy.
Too.
Black people have been here. You know, I've never been to Africa. I've never met, you know, so
my birth certificate says Negro. So I
that's just what they were doing back
Negro?
Then.
Wow. That 1940s.
So I don't know what y'all talking about. Mine says Negro. So
I used to get upset when the only option on things we had to check off was African American. There was no black on the chart not too long ago. It was only African American.
Well, every now and then I consider myself as a white woman until I can stop by the house.
We know.
You'll still be a white woman. 23 and me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.